I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. 4.6% of all new cancers are bladder cancer. To talk about early symptoms, treatment, and prevention of bladder cancer is Dr. Thomas Keene. He's a professor and chair of the Department of Urology, and he specializes in managing prostate, bladder, and kidney cancer at MUSC. Dr. Keene, how many people develop bladder cancer in the U.S.?
Bladder cancer is common. It makes up 430,000 cases globally. The highest incidence is in the United States and Western Europe. Lowest is in Asia. And currently, there will be 17,670 deaths this year from bladder cancer. Approximately 12,800 of them will be in men, and women will be about 4,800.
What are the risk factors for bladder cancer?
Well, typically age, history of smoking or current smoking, occupational exposure, depending if you are exposed to certain dyes, etc., and then medical treatment. Chemotherapy, some chemotherapies can induce this disease. And also there is a small percentage which is from genetic predisposition.
What can individuals do to lower their risk of bladder cancer?
That's a very simple answer. Don't smoke. And for those who do smoke, stop smoking. That's the most significant step that anybody can take. Now, I should point out that a lot of people, as they get older, are more likely to develop bladder cancer. Its commonest age group is over 70. But at the same time, there are things that we can do to prevent this disease.
What about early symptoms or early warning signs that might indicate that someone has bladder cancer?
Well, there's not a whole lot of those signs, but one of the commonest is that the patient may notice blood in the toilet after urinating. And that's the same with women and men. And I should point out that men, when they complain of hematuria, which is blood in the urine, will generally get a full evaluation. Women, on the other hand, they tend to present later, and that's because a lot of physicians will find, well, she has a bit of blood in the urine, it's probably a urinary tract infection, which it could be, so let's just treat her for that. And it's not uncommon to find that a woman has been bleeding for over a year intermittently, each time being treated as a urinary tract infection. When you look at women who have bladder cancer, they are far more likely to die of it than men who have bladder cancer. And that, I think, is probably related to the fact that there's usually a delay in their diagnosis. So again, you need to have your thinking hat on when somebody walks in with blood in the urine. And remember, it can be a bladder cancer.
And what about treatment for bladder cancer?
That really depends on the stage of bladder cancer. I'm not going to go into it in detail, but basically there's non-muscle invasive, muscle invasive, and then disease that has passed through the bladder to invade other organs or lymph nodes. Now, if it's non-muscle invasive, the treatments are typically local resection and then therapies into the bladder to prevent recurrence. If it's muscle invasive, then the typical option would be either radical cystectomy, which means removal of the entire bladder, are a combination of radiation plus chemotherapy to try and remove the tumour after resection and to avoid taking out the bladder if possible. The options are a lot better than they used to be in this disease, but again, early diagnosis is what will give you the best chance of beating bladder cancer.
Dr. Keene, thanks for providing information about bladder cancer.
As always, it's a pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.